a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I saw something on the internet and I thought, oh my God, this is me. And I don't know if this is you too, because we're very similar people, okay? In some ways. In some ways, you and me are like, yes, 100%. Checkered Vans all the way, right? Yeah. And then in other instances, you're like, I have never had that thought. I have never worried when I walk into a retail store that the attendant thinks that I'm shoplifting and I have to show my hands before I leave the store. That's not how your brain works. That's how my brain works.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Different strokes. You know, we got a lot in common and some things are different. It's a beautiful way to have a relationship.
It is. Okay. When I'm eating a meal and it's got many flavours or many items on there. Just say we're having chicken and three veg, right? And I will choose out my favourite of the veg and I make sure that I end on that. So I always have to ask myself, what is the main flavour I want to end on? So that is the overarching feel of the meal. So so for example, I'm having the chicken. Yeah, okay, but I don't want to end on chicken taste.
Okay.
I want to end with potato.
Right.
So I make sure, oh, this is delicious. I'll save a bit of that.
Yeah.
Because the last bite I have.
So that's the lasting memory.
That's the lasting memory of the plate.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Absolutely not.
Ever? You've never done that?
Oh, probably. I don't know. Not consciously.
I do that with everything I eat. Everything. Fruit salad. Oh, save a kiwi. I'm finishing on a kiwi. That's not a thought that goes through your brain.
How exhausting. So here's what I do.
Man.
I get a bit of everything on every fork, like every mouthful.
Oh, the perfect bite.
I get a bit of everything.
Yeah.
And the only time that doesn't really apply is if it's like a rice dish, like a stir fry or something.
Yeah.
Because quite often you can't and you end up with like a little bit of rice left over, which I'll eat at the end.
Oh, I love it. See, I always leave that little bit of rice because I love finishing on rice. See, maybe you are like me. So, okay, what you've got is the perfect bite. I've got a friend called Julie. She does the perfect bite. You go out with her. It's like a bit of chicken, some peas, some cauliflower, potato, perfect bite. Whereas I'm very individual. Okay, I'll have some broccoli here, finish my broccoli. Okay, now I move on to chicken. I've got chicken. I'll come back to broccoli. But the potato I'm saving to the end.
I know you might be listening to this and thinking, what are these guys talking about? This is ridiculous. But it's actually a really perfect insight into the way the show works and our brains work. I'm a perfect bite guy. You're a one thing at a time. And maybe not even that.
Maybe it'll work.
Don't overwhelm me. Don't throw more than one thing at me at a time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Save the good thing till last. Turns out the good thing's not the good thing.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
That means it's time for us to do this. Monday you can fall apart. Fun fact. And to be honest with you, Fun Fact Friday could also get a bit weird today, just so you know.
Okay.
Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
That was hot.
Thanks, mate. It's just sort of the era that I'm moving into.
Yeah, hot era. That was buff.
Thanks. Buff girl summer. American judges give harsher sentences when their football team unexpectedly loses.
That is such a male thing. You wouldn't see, there would be like male judges, not female judges.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. How about this? In 1907, French waiters went on strike for better pay.
Yeah.
More time off and the right to have moustaches.
Yes! Oui, oui. Do you reckon there was the thin ones, the curly ones? That's how I'm
imagining. Well, I imagine it's quite a bushy one, but anyway.
Bushy moustache.
Mate, takes
like a mud flap on the front.
Takes all, no, sort of like a, I don't know, like sort of this.
Good radio. Yeah, good radio.
Russia is demanding Norway pay a fine for Norwegian reindeer trespassing onto Russian territory. They've crossed the border and they must pay a fine. How are you going to enforce that, though? I mean, do reindeer even have money? Some scientists believe that rattlesnakes can see heat.
Ah, cool.
Okay, I'm going to have to, how do I say this one? Okay.
Kids in the car, Tom, remember. Yep.
When a drone bee gets together with the queen bee to help grow the hive.
Yeah.
And the moment arrives.
Mm-hmm. The big moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens with such force that it causes an audible pop. Which is relatable. I don't know if that's just a bee thing.
Oh, my God.
That could be.
Those freaky scientists. You got to listen in that close.
Yeah. Not just watching, listening too. Yeah. And finally, let's wrap it with this one today. An old-fashioned Danish euphemism for...
God.
How do I say this?
For the pop?
For...
The pre-pop.
Sort of every month... For a week.
Yeah.
There's a...
You can say that.
There's an amount of time...
Do you want me to say it?
Well, kids in the car, mate.
So what?
There's an amount of time where...
Yeah?
A woman experiences a certain sort of...
A shedding?
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't have chosen that word,
but... You can say it.
So anyway, an old-fashioned Danish euphemism for that. I think we all know what we're talking about. An old-fashioned Danish euphemism for it is Russians in the gazebo. Ah, she's got Russians in the gazebo. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday,
I'm in love. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Fair to say we fell in love this year, guys.
Oh, yep. My God.
We've got a favourite on the show.
Yeah. he is an amazing man. He is doing great things right around the world in the country music scene, but that pop crossover as well. His name is Casey Barnes and he joins us now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How you going?
Really good. All the better for having you on the phone. Can we just get the elephant in the room out of the way to start off with? Morgan Evans, did you end up fighting him?
we ended up doing the complete opposite, actually. We ended up writing a song together, and it's an absolute freaking banger. And yeah. I can't wait to... I'm sitting on it like... I'm the most impatient person you've ever met, and I'm just like, oh, let's just get this thing out there. It's it's just so weird. We ended up getting together in Nashville, and we're always going to try and write a song, and walked out with this track called Mayday. So hopefully that'll be out in the next few months. We'll see what happens.
So you two have bonded over the fact you both agreed you're going to come back and take Tommy on in a fight, and out of this, right. you're making beautiful music together. This is fantastic.
It was a serendipitous moment, you know. It was just the stars aligned, and it just felt right. So, no, it was good. It was good. He's such, actually, in all seriousness, absolute ripping bloke. And he's actually on tour at the same time as us at the moment. So we're sort of like crossing over. Like, we played Sydney on Friday. He played Newcastle. We played Brisbane last night. We're playing Brisbane on Saturday night. So we're sort of just looping in and out. But, he's a great guy.
Mate, it is absolutely massive at the moment. Congratulations for being announced as the only Aussie artist on the lineup for Stagecoach 2024. There's people like Post Malone, Willie Nelson on there, Leon Bridges, but I mean, Casey Barnes up front and centre. It is actually on the same grounds as Coachella, and it's the week after Coachella I've seen. Are you worried about all the different diseases you might get from the grass?
Oh, yeah, actually, that's a good point, especially when you've been watching the news lately, that other, what is it, the Burning Man Festival,
yes.
That was the disaster going on over there. But we're just so pumped. I guess anyone listening this morning, Coachella, obviously, probably one of the biggest festivals, if not the biggest in the world. And so this is the sister festival to that. It happens shortly after, and it's called Stagecoach. I've been sort of dreaming of playing it for probably the last decade, so it's all pretty surreal, and we're going to go and try and, you know, fly the Aussie flag and show them how it's done, and it's going to be fun.
Absolutely huge, mate. So proud of you. Now, just so you know, if Willie Nelson offers you anything, the answer is no, okay, because you will not get back in the country.
Exactly. He's on the same night as us too. So I'm just like, what are the chances? You never know. But, what a legend. What a legend.
But if the Beach Boys offer you something, say yes.
Oh, absolutely. Even Nickelback, far out. I mean, love them or hate them. They've got some bangers.
Wow. I'm just going through the lineup here and I just noticed the Beach Boys are on there. Can I fly over? Oh, I love the Beach Boys.
We would love to have you. Can you learn like the harmonica or something between now and then?
If only I had some musical talent. I've got zero.
Actually, I'll tell you what you could do. You could be our footy coach because we, this is a true story, really quick segue. Whenever we travel, we always travel with a Sharon and we always generally have a kick backstage wherever we are. So we've had all these funny things that have happened. Probably the funniest thing was a festival we did a couple of years back with Daryl Braithwaite. He's a big footy fanatic as well. And we're backstage, you know, just having a bit of a kick. And Daryl's walking up the ramp. They've just introduced him. The band's about to start. And he sees us kicking the footy. And he stops the show, walks back down the ramp, and has a kick of the footy with us for 2 minutes. Yes. And he's in his 70s, and he's dropping these torps and stuff. And then he just goes up and sings horses, and off they go. So what a legend.
Tom's technically my boss here, Kay, so just a little bit of time off around April next year.
Absolutely. For that, yes.
Yeah.
For sort of family gear, no. We loved Summer Nights, mate, and the new one is Never Give Up on a Good Time. Are you getting a good reaction from that when you're playing it live?
Yeah, it's been going great. We debuted it at the Gympie Muster a couple of weeks ago. We got to play main stage on the Friday night, and we actually shot the music video at the muster, and it's all shot through the eyes of the punter having a great night out. And it's like, you have to check it out. The guy ends up on stage with us and then he's crowd surfing, and it's so cool. And we're sort of going to make it the unofficial anthem for the rest of the year for all the shows we've got. And we're actually coming down to Melbourne next week, so we can't wait for that one.
Well, I'm glad that you chose that festival to record, because the Eel Skinners and Duck Pluckers BNS Ball in Carrambalick in December looks like it might be phones, no phones here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm slightly frightened, to be honest. I've seen footage, I've seen some photos of previous ones, and it's meant to be a pretty rowdy affair. So, partly pumped, partly terrified at the same time.
Okay, so I'm just looking at a wonderful promo shot of you here. You've got an eagle emblazoned upon your chest on a sort of a sleeveless T-shirt arrangement. You've got your half sleeve tat out. I'm moving back into sort of getting a lot of new tattoos because I've made friends with a tattooist, and so that helps a lot. And I'm thinking about getting a half sleeve. Does it hurt? Does it hurt a lot? What should I know?
Nah, mate. I'll tell you what does hurt. If you change your mind and decide to get it taken off, that's that one's no fun. That one, you don't want to do that. So whatever your decision is, make sure you're sure about what you want to get done. So I like the bloke. I love the bloke on the front bar the other night that's gone out and got the Blues Premiers for 2023 tattooed, already done. I don't know if you've seen that, but that's
confident.
The guy that's
got
confident.
The Collingwood Magpies 23 on his neck tattooed.
Oh, wow.
Well, one of them's going to be disappointed, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. No, just be sure of what you want, but no, it's all good fun at the end of the day, so you'll be fine.
Where are you going to be watching the granny, by the way?
We will be watching the granny probably from the Virgin Lounge at the Melbourne Airport, because we play Denny Ute Muster the night before. And unless we get a last-minute call-up from Chuggy or the guys from Mushroom to open for Kiss, we're still open to that, by the way, AFL. Yeah. But we'll probably watch it in the bloody lounge at the airport. But definitely a dream to play it one day. We would love to play the grand final. That'd be amazing.
Lingy, put a word in.
Yeah. All right. I'll do what I can, Case. Yeah.
Come on.
Then he can get on stage and kick the footy around with you. No worries. Casey Barnes, love your work, mate. Can't wait to see you guys in Melbourne. That's great news that you're going to be here next week. That's cool.
Yeah, two shows. We're playing Thursday night at the Prince Bandroom in St Kilda. So if you want to come up with us, see, I think there's only a few tickets left. And then the following night, we're playing the Royal Melbourne Show with, Eskimo Joe and Shepherd and Bliss and Esso. It's going to be a big one too. So, we can't wait to come down.
Magnificent. All right, we're loving Never Give Up on a Good Time. Casey Barnes, thanks for your time this morning. We'll chat to you again soon, mate.
Thanks, you guys. See you soon.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.